This is Twit.
TCL actually had a lot of news, it seemed like, and I think I only put a couple of the news bites in here. Of course, the TV news that I just mentioned, we mentioned briefly earlier, Ben. I think you mentioned the rollable tablet concept, and this is actually really interesting because it's not just rollable, it's like a scroll. So I feel like this has been a topic of conversation on this show before, where we would finally get to the point to where it's like a pulling out scroll. And that's exactly what it is. Burke, if you scroll down on the page, you will get to an animated GIF of the scroll in action below that. So that's it pulling. And then scroll down below that even, and you will find this.
It doesn't even look like... It doesn't look weird.
It's nuts.
Versus it looks nuts. Like the older, early prototypes that we had, like in the early 2010s, were very unvarnished. They were very rough, right? And this looks nice. It looks approachable.
Approachable, like it's a person. But the mechanism itself that behind it looks a little chunky, doesn't it?
A little chunky.
The display itself looks much more approachable, I think. But yes, I agree with you. It's still chunky compared to what we're dealing with now.
It does look like an old timey scroll, you know, like back in the Shakespearean times or whatever, where they expand that and then the thing comes out of it. And so I kind of like that historical relevance that it might have. this is glorious. The age of the rollable is I'm just all in on it. I couldn't be more excited.
And Ben, TCL has been really active with a lot of their different reference designs and everything. So I know that they're active in showing everybody, hey, this is what we're working on. Check out all these different unique things that we're doing. But I'm having a hard time pointing to anything that's like, and this is what it led to. To your knowledge, are they coming out with phones? Like the phones that they announced at CES are very much not this, right? They're very much like, I had to like fight to try and find anything unique about them. They're pretty basic. Are they actually ever going to release these devices, to your knowledge?
I think they've said in the past that right now it's just concept, proof of concept. You know, we're capable of this, but it's going to be a while. They're definitely not ready yet. But it's not interesting to see where they're going with it, and I hope the one that we're showing on screen, the one that scrolls that expands upward, I think is a genius idea. You have the Galaxy Z Flip, which gets smaller by folding, but that seems way more practical, just rolling the screen up to get more screen. So I hope that one comes to market, but I don't think they have officially said anything about bringing any of these rollables, foldables, whatever, to market.
They're capable of prototyping these things, and not just like, here's a digital render. They're capable of coming up with these unique ideas in actual hardware that can demonstrate their technology. I'm just waiting for TCL to then go, and here it is. You've been waiting. Check it out. You can finally have the scrollable that we've been showing off. Maybe that's the idea behind the next paper, which they also showed off. It's an Android tablet e-reader, and I'm confused on this one because they talk about a, quote, artistic combination of screen and paper, a paper-like visual experience in full color with no flicker and no harmful blue light. Essentially, they're talking about a display that isn't a traditional display, but it's also not e-ink. It's meant to be an Android tablet and an e-reader. At the end of all of that, I still have no idea what the display actually is. What am I missing? What am I missing?
Yeah, this is the device that makes me wish CES was in person.
Yes.
It sounds so cool, but I can't tell how it works. And if it's full color and it's full Android, does it have any respectable refresh rate that makes it usable, or... It's real confusing. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know more about, okay, well, if this isn't your standard, you know, display, then what is it? It was a lot of jargon and not a whole lot of like, and this is how we can explain it so that you understand it, given that you can't be here. Turns out we won't have to wait that long. April 2021 is when it's expected to release for €349. Cousin of Jean in the chat room mentioned the Yoda tab and the Yoda phone and everything. Like, yeah, that refresh rate, you know, if it's e-ink, that can be a little brutal on an actual tablet device. So how responsive is the next paper? I'm really curious to see. I'll also mention, like, for Christmas, I ended up actually getting a Kindle Paperwhite. I've never had a Kindle before, but I asked for one for Christmas because I wanted a device that was nothing but reading. Like, I wanted a device that I couldn't find myself heading down a rabbit hole of, oh, well, while I'm here, I'm going to check my Twitter feed or something. So there's something that I really enjoy about that because it only does that one thing. And when I'm in reading mode, I just read. And so something like this is kind of like, okay, well, it's cool that it does those extra things, but I kind of don't want it to. If it's for reading, I want it to just be a reading device.
I do want to share this one comment. So for those listening and watching the show, Burke is our TV behind the scenes, and we have our little behind the scenes chat. And Burke did say, and I think this is great, it's with creates mystery, which is not only poetic, but also totally true. The with does create mystery of this device. So good job, Burke. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Burke. Get one and let us know if the mystery is destroyed once you finally have one in hand. And let me see it so I can see the display.